Time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. We turn to Eric Meehan. Hello, Eric.
Hello, Richard and Terry.
Or do we have to call you Captain now?
Yeah.
Now that you've got your own ship.
I don't know if there's an on-ship equivalent of a court jester, but that would probably be more where I'm at.
Ensign Pulver, there you go.
That's all right. Listen, I just need to share this with everybody, and then we'll get on to all this life. But I'm reading. I was just sent an offer of cheese. Some of you may in Radioland may know of Fiore Sardo. It's basically Sardinian goat cheese, kind of like Manchego, right? If anybody's ever seen Manchego, it's in that sort of style that the rind is. It used to be wrapped in straw, hence that sort of pattern. But this description of the taste is just fantastic, right? And they call it a signature taste, a blend of roasted notes, perhaps even of caramel, and the aroma of burning thickets when you walk in the Sardinian mountains at the height of summer.
Wow.
Which, while evocative, doesn't do a damn thing for me. I've never smelled burning thickets in the Sardinian mountains at the height of summer, or dare I say any season. So it's tremendous, though. It was so good that I had to share it with everybody.
Now I want to try it just to maybe get a sense for what those burning thickets might be like.
Well, now I've had Fiore Sardo in my previous life as a cheesemonger at Whole Foods when we opened what was then the largest store in the chain, and we had cheeses that would never actually sell to people. We had just every cheese known to man, and we had Fiore Sardo, and it's really wonderful. It's very much like Manchego, a little firmer and certainly spicy. I mean, it's an interesting cheese. Wonderful to sort of shave on mustard greens and things like that. But it was I never really thought of it as it being evocative of burning thickets. That was my fault. That's my problem. I own that.
That's like the J. Peterman catalog of cheese descriptions.
That's absolutely. That's very right. That's very, very accurate. It's funny you mentioned that, and obviously him being one of your guests, because I have on my notes, basically every year I do this, I basically copy my notes from last year, and then as we go week to week, I see what we talked about last year and have reference. And one thing that I noted on this, and this must have been a couple of years ago, I think, was that you had Paul Dooley on this edition where I come on, and it occurred to me, of course, that we lost Fred Willard, so I just needed to sort of do a shout out to him. I don't know if he's ever been a guest, but
we tried many times to get Fred Willard with no luck.
Yeah, well, despite that, your guest list is long and illustrious, and not just because I'm on it, but I saw your Facebook post about sending out to C-listers that they want to know who else you've had. It's just funny that you obviously have had Christopher Guestians, and he was one of my faves, so shout out to him. And I hope everybody's doing well. Obviously, tomorrow in Bangor, for those of you who are listening locally, we're going to be debating hotly the basically shutting down of some streets and stuff. I'm curious, Rich, Carrie, if you guys have heard anything, have any thoughts on this?
I don't
know what to say.
Yeah, I don't know because I don't know the plans. I'm not sure. I mean, all I'm hearing is that maybe not everybody knew what was coming. I don't know.
Yeah, it seemed it was a. I think it has been long espoused that wouldn't it be wonderful for Bangor to be more European? And yeah, sure, I guess, but it's not. And I am very fearful that I'm fearful, actually, on a very basic level, that people have started driving much more poorly since all this began. And it's been noted by people like Tim Cotton of the Bangor Police Department, as well as my friend Oliver Sisman, who's a detective and New Jersey State Troopers. That if you're going to start putting up outdoor seating and stuff like that, our Yahoo's going to hit people.
Right.
That's my big concern, but I'm not sure that shutting down streets is going to necessarily help the businesses that you're hoping to help. So
no, and I saw the post from our friend Josh at Central Street Farmhouse wondering how he's going to get things in, take deliveries, and help people get some large items out their curbside. What does that do to those businesses?
That's right, and that's my big fear, is pretty much a lot of those folks along that stretch, and I empathize because they're my oils and vinegars and things like that, of which, by the way, shameless plug, we just got a nice new shipment. They come in a regular truck, and maybe you've got a lift gate, maybe you don't, but basically you're getting pallets of stuff. You're not just getting little bags of something delivered to you. So yeah, I don't see the feasibility of it, but I hope that Bangor does it right. I really do. It's a tough thing for a lot of my fellow retailers, and I empathize with them very much. It's impossible to know what to do. That said, I should remind people that at Bangor Wine and Cheese, of course, you're talking about all these businesses doing it right, and isn't that the most impossible thing to know what is right? But in relation to Bangor Wine and Cheese specifically, and especially because school is still continuing for the next two or so weeks, we're going to be continuing our curbside delivery or curbside pickup only. From 10 to 2, and then we are considering at least opening up the hours. We're still, and I'm sure Tiller and Rye and all your other folks that sponsor this program are equally as confused as how to do it. And I think, Frank's and West Market Coffee House have provided us good guidelines. But, we already have the masks and gloves in stock, so we can provide those for people who didn't bring anything or are more comfortable with that, as well as sanitizer. And I think that's pretty much what we're going to do. And if you don't want to come in, we'll continue the curbside thing. But it's been interesting. So just wanted to talk that out with your listening audience. please, and if anybody out there has feelings about closing off, specifically Central Street and also, I believe, Broad Street as well, behind Nocturnum. So if anybody has thoughts on that, get in touch with your friends who are on the council or whatever, because we could all use some guidance from everybody who utilizes the downtown, I would say.
Well said. Well said, sir.
Very good. Okay, well, hey, continuing with the wine part of Message in a Bottle here, we've been talking about Appalachian, and I wanted to talk a little bit. This is the day that I talk about port. Especially, we are reaching, as you've been noting, very high temperatures. Port is it's not on the millennial radar at all. The sales have been in decline since 2005, basically. Really, it's just gone over the head of everybody. But what I would tell people is, first of all, port is a very interesting thing historically. It is the third oldest protected region in the world, right? Like we've been talking about Appalachian, these delimited regions where certain rules exist based on historical production and all sorts of other things. But basically after Chianti and then Tokaj, which is in Hungary, port is the oldest protected region. And port is kind of interesting because the vineyards are in what we know as the Douro Valley, which is very far upstream, but then the wine itself is aged and shipped and named for this town city of Oporto or Port, and that is especially the British Empire was the one that kind of latched on it early and spread it around the world. So it's sort of, and because of that, it's sort of seen as stodgy. old people stuff. It's stuff you have after dinner, you know, and sit around in cigar filled rooms, you know, smoke filled rooms and stuff. But what I would tell people is, especially with the temperature climbing, go to your local wine merchant and get yourself a white port. So white ports are the same basic thing, right? Port, all port is a young wine that was hit with what's called aguardiente, which is basically neutral grape spirits, right? It's brandy. It's not been aged or anything, but it stops the yeast working so that there's a lot of residual sugar, which is that sweetness that you have in port. But they make white port as well as red. And white port, hit with a little bit of club soda, maybe, you know, a sprig of your favorite herb, things like this, are really wonderful. And a lot of restaurants, when they reopen, as they're reopening, especially if they're hopefully doing outdoor seating, it would behoove them to do a nice white port cocktail. There's a lot of recipes online. So something fun to check out from one of the world's oldest appellations, one of the world's oldest delimited regions. So I think it's kind of fun. And, you know, so just for your information, I know I'm probably running out of time, so I wanted to tell people we are working on a couple of new virtual tastings. We had the wonderful one with Bill Bishop from Steel Wines last Thursday. And thank you to those of you who joined in. But yeah, we're talking with a number of my friends to do some things that you know, you can stay in the safety of your own home, pick up the wines from Bengal Wine and Cheese, and join us. And that should be a lot of fun. We certainly enjoyed seeing and chatting with people, and it's kind of fun because a lot of times at these tastings with, you know, 40, 50 people all in your face, you don't get to answer all the questions that people have. But actually, in this sort of Zoom format, it's proven very effective. I encourage you all to keep an eye out for that. If you're not getting our newsletters, sign up for those on our website, bangalwineandcheese.com, and continue to reach out to us with any needs, special orders you have, because we're still functioning as a fully functional business, just with slightly different pickup options.
Awesome. Hey, we thank you, Eric, as always.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'll talk to you next week.
Good luck with the boat.
Appreciate it.
We'll catch you next week. Eric Mann, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Message in the Bottle here on Downtown.